现在让我们欢迎来自温哥华的意大利籍同修马蒂尔刘兹同修与我们分享，通过修习心灵法门，不仅成功获得加拿大签证，而且观世音菩萨加持保佑，祝事顺利，幸福安康，让我们掌声欢迎。
Good afternoon, Dharma friends. My name is Mattia and I'm originally from Italy. Today I would like to share some of my experience with you about my studies of Guanyin Sita Dharma Door. My studies of Guanyin Sita Dharma Door and Buddhism began in late July 2012.In 2010, my baby was born, just like many other first-time mom. After giving birth, my wife was a little depressed and often cried and complained that no one helped her. At that time, I was also not happy with my work, and I came home complaining about my job and being very nervous. That led to many quarrels between me and my wife. We quarreled frequently, even over very small things.One day, a girl who lives in Australia, former student of Master Lu, talked with my wife on the internet. She said, "Why don't you try to look at this website and learn something about Buddhism? Master Lu and Guanyin Bodhisattva had helped many people and they can help you too. Give it a try." My wife, who was very upset at that time, started to do research on Guanyin Sita Dharma Door and began to pray and read sutras and mantras soon after.I noticed that she changed immediately. She was quieter, didn't cry anymore, and felt more relaxed. One day she told me, "Mattia, I decided to become a Buddhist because I found my way home at last. I was just like a little girl lost in the middle of the world before. And now I know where my home is. I know where my mom, Guanyin Bodhisattva, is waiting for me." And I said, "Okay, no problem." She said to me, "You could try to pray too.And it's good for you. You could also look at some videos of Master Lu, which helps you to understand better." So I did. As I thought, if it works for her, it may work for me too. When I first saw the videos of Master Lu subtitled in English, I said to myself, "Wow, this man is really powerful." And I was stunned. He made me believe Guanyin Bodhisattva truly exists. A few days later, I said to my wife,I decided to become a Buddhist just like you. I thought I finally found out the religion that is right for me. Many years ago, I was already interested in Buddhism, but at that time I did not have the chance to start. But now I felt from deep inside of me that it was the right time to begin. From then on, I started performing recitation daily, reciting little houses, making great vows, and performing life liberations.One day, my wife told me she had decided to become a vegetarian, as all Buddhists, and explained to me why. I said, "Okay, but I want to wait a little bit." Then, as days passed, I also started eating less and less meat. I quit eating fish since 2003. Guanyin Bodhisattva helped me to change my mind, and one day I said, "Juan, I decided to become a vegetarian all my life too." And she was surprised, but at the same time, she was very happy to hear these words.Since then, I have not eaten any meat and have been very happy with my choice. First, because there is less demand in the world and fewer animals are abused and killed. And second, because I feel much better physically and am happy. I do not miss it at all. I really wish that one day everyone could see these videos on how animals are killed and abused so that people would understand that everyone should become vegetarian.I would like now to share with you some unforgettable experiences. When we decided to come to Canada, only 20 places out of the 1,000 visa quota to Italian citizens for that year, but I wanted to apply anyway. My wife was worried we couldn't make it, but I told her, "Let's try. We submit all the documents and pray. You will see that Guanyin Bodhisattva will help us." Then we began to pray Chunti Shen Cho, and I received the visa on August 4th.The same day of Master Lu's birthday. One day of the departure, on the day of the departure for Canada at the airport after check-in, I put all my documents in a case. Later, I wanted to take them out, but suddenly I couldn't find them inside the case. I started to worry. I've looked everywhere but, for it, but I couldn't find them. So I thought, We had them stolen, and I was desperate. I almost cried. I went to the police at the airport. As I was going to the police, my wife started to pray Gwaini Bodhisattva for helping us finding the documents. Before I arrived at the police office, she called me and yelled, "I found them." At that moment, I almost had a heart attack, but then I was so happy. From this moment, I realized that Gwaini Bodhisattva really exists, and she always with me. Even though I cannot see her, she's always ready to help when I really need help, which is amazing. Because of this specific experience, I have more faith in Gwaini Bodhisattva and in the power of prayers of the Gwaini Sita Dharmador. Usually, I'm a person who dreams a little, and even if I do, I don't remember what I dreamed. But I had two unforgettable dreams that I want to tell. When I just started to pray, I dreamed that my wife, my daughter, and I were in heaven in the middle of colorful clouds that are pink and orange. There was a spiral staircase made of clouds, and Gwaini Bodhisattva took us by the hands and told us, "Come on." Another time, I dreamed that I was in the place where I worked before in Italy, and my colleague called me to attend a Catholic Mass on that day. They said to me, "Come to pray with us." And I said, "No thanks, I don't come because I'm Buddhist." And just at that moment, there was a woman beside me who I didn't know. She was in a blue shirt, smiling at me, and I said, "I know." And she said, I know you are a Buddhist. You follow and pray Gwaini Bodhisattva." And I replied, "How do you know?" And then she told me, "I see it from your eyes." Then the day after, I talked to my wife about this dream. She told me that a few days before she had prayed to Gwaini Bodhisattva for helping me and getting me to engage more in prayers. Because at that time I prayed very little. I had this dream and it helps push me even harder in prayer. Becoming a Buddhist and praying to Gwaini Bodhisattva every day has changed a great deal of my life. I have gone through a profound life-changing progress since the start of my prayers, and I'm leading a happier life. Since I decided to come to Vancouver, and I have been here for 1 year and a half, just Gwaini Bodhisattva has helped me with every little thing. When I left Italy, I was a bit worried as I didn't know what to expect ahead of me. However, I was calm because I knew that Gwaini Bodhisattva would always be with me and that everything would be fine, and so it is. I'm very pleased that I've become Buddhist, and I strongly recommend Gwaini Sita to everyone. Because this is the choice that will change your life, your way of living, and your view of seeing things. Surprisingly, even my parents, who are Italians, have become Buddhist and began to pray to Gwaini Bodhisattva. When Master Lu was in Rome at the end of March this year, my parents took 5 hours train to Rome to participate in the conference, despite of their age, and they felt so happy. Yesterday, I officially became a student of Master Lu, and I promised to follow his teachings and to pray to Gwaini Bodhisattva forever, and I'm happy and proud of it. Finally, I would like to thank Master Lu for what he has done and continues to do every day for the welfare of other people, and I would also like to express my deepest gratitude to the great, merciful, and great, compassionate Gwaini Bodhisattva. Thank you very much.